horse.
Yeah.
Of course, it looks pretty sad now, but it was when what's called leaving. And that served till sometime, I would say close to the late 50s, we put down a deep well. That's the one. Of course, the old well is still out there.
The old one,
It's still out there.
Before you had running water in the house, where would you go to go to the bathroom? Would you have a building outside?
Had a ladies' restroom on the back, one for the man back here.
Oh, they had two of them?
Yeah.
Two separate.
Separate.
What would be terms for that? What would they call it?
Well, this was, it was in the garden. It was the outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Called the garden house.
Mm-hmm.
Then I heard a different story the other day. We had a whole bunch of plant in the back, a black beetle. The man went to the woods in the back. Some, one of the women said, where is he? And another one said, oh, he's going across town. So that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, that's getting into black acres.
Right. Yep.
It's rich in words, too, I'll tell you.
That's true.
That's the common thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going down to the coast towards a Hilton Head and interview some black
geeches.
People there. Uh-huh. See what kinds of words they come up with.
It's a rich language.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that is straight over Africa. The root of it, at least.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, what about then up under the roof, up in the top of the house? Was there a place to store things or anything?
Oh, no, not here. No storage, the attic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, this house. Now, up the upstairs, there is a kind of a closet from one of the rooms, right in. Make a good bit of storage. We call it a closet.
Yeah. What about if you had a lot of old furniture that weren't any good anymore or something? Would you have any room that you could just store that kind of stuff? Or?
Well, it's a junk room back here, the plunder room.
The plunder room?
The plunder room. I'll tell you about that. I had a guy here the other day. Two fellas looking around. This guy was a movie. And I showed him there and he said, a genuine time capsule. That's what he called it. And he was a pair from Australia.
Oh. Things from the past.
That's what he said. It's a time capsule.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call all the kind of stuff that you have in there?
Just junk.
Just junk.
A lot of people have to relate.
Right.
Anyone that moves, two moves are equal to five.
Yeah.
I've heard that, see. I mean, anybody that moves a lot won't accumulate.
That's right. That's what I do. If I ever have something that I don't use much, I'll move it one time, put it in the attic or somewhere, closet. If I haven't used it, then the next time I've moved, it's...
You don't want to be encumbered.
It's gone. Yeah, that's right.
I want it to hold you back.
But every once in a while, you think, you really think, now, what did I do? I used to have, you know, you wish you had.